What's up? What's up? This your boy, Picasso Baby. This is Clay and Company on that verbal purge. I want to apologize. I was supposed to drop on the 28th, but I had some upload issues. What had happened was, we ain't even going to get into it. But for sure, the next show, March 12th, I'm going to drop that. I got to go, y'all. You don't even understand. I'm trying to do this podcast. Clay and Company, I'm trying to get some people on here, trying to get the word out, trying to promote the culture, get it up. Dating Topic, go visit datingtopic.com. I become a podcaster, I'm trying to do it now, real big. I used to do it before, but that's on another note. I'm on Spreaker. This is going to be available on Spreaker. It's going to be available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, the Anchor app. It's going to be all over the place. Just check my page and just stay up with me. Stay up with the Instagram. Follow BuckyBarnes88 at IG. Follow me on Twitter, Bars and Grams. Let's get it. The first segment I want to talk about, I just hit you with a few headlines. The first headline, G Herbo. He was diagnosed with PTSD last year, and he dropped the album with the same name. Got it off of Pitchfork and Billboard. A lot of people saying, you know, it's like one of his best albums. Some people saying it's not. A lot of people saying, like, fuck G Herbo. I don't know why people doing that. Like, I heard the album. I liked it. I really liked it. He went in. A lot of people was skeptic about it. I think, for me personally, just giving y'all a little tidbits. Like, if you're not a fan of G Herbo, don't go checking. I mean, he got his own fan base. You hear me? And it worked for him. And he where he at because of his music. I think Lil Baby dropped too. A whole bunch of people. Want to shout out Sleeko God Bars. He got a new freestyle video with DJ Small Eyes. He was talking about Eminem. He was talking about Kobe. Like he was talking about everything. Like he didn't went to all like the little levels of like where the culture is at right now. Where it was before. Like he was just doing a lot of name dropping. It was a dope freestyle. I was digging it. I also want to say something about, like, do y'all know, like, he did this little Godzilla challenge, because I guess Eminem got on Twitter and was talking about, you know, if you really a rapper, like, do the challenge, like, hop on the beat type shit. So, like, Busy Bone hopped on it, telling you, like, the Bone Thugs and Harmony, like, every single person in Bone Thugs has, like, their own, like, they got their own cadence and flow, like, but it's all, like, you can tell it's them, though. Like, I used to listen to Busy a lot, like, back in the day. One of my homies, he was obsessed with Bone Thugs. Like, he had all their music. I remember one time he was looking for, like, a certain type of song or something like that. Like, and they, because Bone Thug has switched up their DJ or something like that, or their producer. And he was trying to, like, he was locked in on his producer shit. He was trying to hear one of his beats so he could figure out, like, how to format his. And, like, I ain't even heard the beat to this day. But, like, what he was talking about, like, he was trying to go to the lab and listen to these beats and try to get it together. But, like, if he didn't have the Bone Thugs album, like, he didn't have the Bone Thugs album, we was trying to look for it and all that, like, he ended up finding it. But, like, it's like they got their own sound, and it's like it's with their fans too. So, like, if somebody hear that certain sound or they searching for that melody, whatever it is, like, they gonna find it. And when they find it, they gonna know, like, Bone Thugs got that type of style. It's just like it's different. Like, you can't compare anybody else to them, for real. Like, they in their own set, for real. But Busy killed it, though. Like, I didn't even know his son was rapping, too. His son be rapping. I was checking out a couple of his songs. Lil Busy, that's his name. He on Spotify.
So this Tom Brady talk, like, so, like, what you think is going to happen? Like, did you think that this is a team? Like, somebody going to scoop him up? Like, why would they scoop him up? Why would he want to go? Like, what you think gonna happen?
I don't think it makes any sense for him at all to go anywhere.
You don't have to, like, the Patriots is your team. Why would you go anywhere? Where would you even go to even have a chance at doing what you're doing in New England?
Because everybody trying to build that narrative, like, oh, he go here because of the money, and then, oh, he could go to the Raiders because of Las Vegas.
They don't even need.
Like, why are they?
Las Vegas?
I don't believe
who even cares about Las Vegas. No, I'm just playing. I like the Raiders going to Vegas. I think that's a smart move because there's so much money in Vegas.
Right.
That's a smart move, but I don't
care. California crowd is.
Yeah, it's too many teams in Cali. Like,
they got like 18.
Yeah, they tripping. Like
four baseball teams.
Room. Like, yeah, man, they don't got room for that.
Three basketball teams.
Yeah, man, but I don't see any like real value in them making a decision to go anywhere else.
But you could flip it like this, like say you were the owner of like Robert Kraft or something like that. So, like, would you cash him out?
Of course.
Because, like, you guys would need.
Of course.
Because, like, that's what everybody said.
You didn't even
you're not
do
gonna
nothing
get the
wrong
max
this year.
Money. Like, they said you got to spend money on other players.
We only
just
lost.
Go through the draft and try to hope you can get some.
Yeah, the fuck. Right now, we don't need that thing. Right now, we good. If you pay attention to the Patriots, you know, I watch every single Patriots game this season.
Tom ain't. His stats haven't slipped.
Tom ain't do nothing wrong.
All his stats are the same, like 4,000 yards.
Yeah, man, you see
year,
that, bro? Come on, man.
Around Tom, 20 touchdowns,
he didn't do nothing
30.
Wrong, bro. Every game we lost was winnable. It was a fumble or like a drop pass. Like, nobody wanted to play. Tom was putting shit on the money. Everybody talking about his completion percentage. He threw the ball away so him lose yards. He's smart. That's he threw the ball away.
Man, he's not a running quarterback.
He don't
not,
run at all. He'll try, but he won't.
Not really. Patrick Mahomes.
No, not at all. He'll throw the ball away and won't take the sack. But if you look at the Ravens game, we were down by 4 points, I believe, or something like that. 4 points. On the side of the field, right? He hits Julian Edelman with a screen pass. This nigga fumbles the ball. He scoop and score. Wham. We went from down 4 to down 11. That fast. Feel me? But then it on the game, like, who even want to care? We don't even care no more at this point. Like, yeah, it's the fourth quarter. Like, you know what I mean?
You ain't got enough time.
Feel me? It ain't even enough time to do nothing. Like, so. Then in the Tennessee game, playoffs, making a comeback. Who we throw the ball to? Julian Edelman, our best receiver, bro, had the most drops in the league.
Player, like, you can't come to the game for free. They said, like, Icky Woods got to pay.
That's crazy.
To get in, like,
that's crazy.
And I thought about that. Then I thought about Charles Oakley because, like, he was such a legend for the Knicks.
Yeah,
all that
crazy.
Happened with him. Like,
that was
Larry Johnson probably
crazy.
Can't walk through there. Like, Patrick Ewing, I don't even think he'd go up
they
there. Like,
him, like,
and he didn't did everything. They can't get over that game. Like, I know he choked, you know, Pacers and all that. But anyway, like, my team is the Knicks. But back to the Heat. Like, so they fourth in the East.
Yeah, I'm excited.
35-19. They play Atlanta this Sunday.
Yeah,
7:30.
Atlanta just got over on us last night.
But I pay attention to the Heat, though, because I like Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's my guy.
I used to watch him when he was on. You know, when my team ain't doing good, I just be looking at players.
Players.
I just be like, okay,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah,
I
want
to
yeah,
see what
sure.
they doing. Like, I'll be, yeah, I pay attention to LeBron, but it's like everybody has extra fans.
Yeah, I don't even
talk about that.
You gotta
like,
be. You
got oversaturated.
We from Ohio.
Right.
So we got to respect
naturally,
LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Even if we don't like the team he's on, like, we got to respect that.
It's cool.
My nigga, Ohio. Because,
like, when he was on the Heat, you were probably like, yeah. And then he left.
Yeah,
he was like,
excited.
Oh, fuck LeBron.
And I wasn't like, fuck him. I'm wishing
like,
the best. Shit, he brought us two.
Shit,
and
fuck.
We was there 4 years in a row. Feel me?
Because everybody hated LeBron.
Yeah,
kids.
That's when
so
he was
probably,
feeling LeBron. He was bad
was
guy
like, okay.
LeBron. Hey, I loved it. Hey, I loved it. He was bad guy LeBron.
But Jimmy Butler, like, he be averaging, like, 20 points per game.
Yeah, he out there. And he
Bam and Adio, like, 15 points per game, 10 rebounds.
Yeah, we just had a hell
he
of a
big,
all-star
too,
weekend.
Like, 6'9", 225.
Yeah.
Jay Crowder,
yeah.
10 points per game, 6 rebounds.
He just got there. He gonna work his
and
way
then
in.
And they got Andre Iguodala now.
Yeah. We need
What do you think about that whole situation? Like, him
man,
going back and forth with teams and then ending up on your
I ain't gonna lie, I'm excited that he's there because, you know, even if his body ain't got it no more,
right.
You feel I me? Mean? He still got that, and he gonna instill that in the young Kendrick Nunn, the Tyler
right.
Hero, the rookies we got, Bam Adebayo, like, he gonna put Yeah. He's gonna get them there mentally. So that's
watching when he played on the Sixers, and I was just
like,
dang, if he was there now, but like,
he got three championships.
Ben Simmons and all them, like, but then they wouldn't have probably had the Cavs.
That man got three championships and a Finals MVP.
Right, and then he went to the Warriors and got all that.
You gotta respect. You gotta respect Iggy. Needed Iggy. He comes through. He came through.
Welcome to the Clay & Company podcast, brought to you by DaytonTopic.com. I'm, of course, your host, Clay, a.k.a. Picasso Baby. Follow everything on Dayton Topic, Dayton Flyer on Instagram, Bars and Grams on Twitter. Follow us and you may receive some money. Listen to the broadcast for more details. All you need is a Cash App account and an email. Are you staying connected? Artists, you tired of posting music in these groups on Facebook? Tired of playing your music around friends and not getting any real feedback? What if you just want to see what it sound like if somebody play behind your voice? Alright, look, send the music into Dayton.topic@gmail.com. Either attach a song file to your email or simply copy and paste in the link where you can find your music. We're going to post it on our website, DaytonTopic.com, and play it right here on Clay & Company. If it's fire, we promote the culture, you provide the content. Yo, you like talking about football? Maybe you played when you was younger. Now you're a spectator. You're really passionate about your team and you think they could do better? I mean, come on. Come on to Clay & Company. We could try to reach out to the fans, to the NFL and the NCAA football. If you got a team that you like, we're trying to create a culture of insight. Like, you could have your own voice, get excited for the next season. Is it simply all in fun or no need to get emotional about your teams? You don't need to hide under a rock. Sign up to our email list at DaytonTopic.com and register to hit our hotline on a live recording show. All you have to do is go to DaytonTopic.com and click on the sign up for show icon. Enter your email in the list and receive a confirmation to gain access to the number. Call in and leave us a message. You may hear it again on our next episode. Are you staying in tune?